God our Father, Christ our Lord, and that great counselor, the Holy Spirit. Well, here we are. Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. There's nothing here but dem bones. Dem bones. Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No, but despite the fact that it's very cliche and teaches terrible anatomy, this song does get a few elements of this scene very correct. It is about dem dry bones. I mean, picture it. The desert sun beaming down on bodies so long that only the skeletons remain. There's no flesh. They're bleached and brittle. They're dried out. They're long since dead. No flesh, nothing. Just dead. So what can Ezekiel do with these people?
Nothing. They're just dem bones. Dem dry bones.
And what use are bodies in such a condition?
None.
They're just dem bones. Dem dry bones. And yet God has a plan for dem bones, and he has a plan for Ezekiel. God asks Ezekiel, can these bones come back to life? And faithfully, Ezekiel responds, Lord, Lord, you know. And so God tells Ezekiel to proclaim the word of God to them bones. And Ezekiel does just that. He proclaims the promise of God's power to resurrect dem bones. And when the promise is delivered, sure enough, dem bones are assembled. And they gain flesh. And that's once. But see, God's work isn't done yet. Dem bones are assembled. They might be bodies again, but they have no breath, no ruach, no spirit. And so God commands Ezekiel, prophesy concerning the breath. And Ezekiel does. And again, when the promise is delivered, the breath of life goes into these bodies. They're given the spirit of new life. And that's twice. But still, God's work isn't finished. God tells Ezekiel that these raised, assembled bones, these bodies that have new life, are the whole house of Israel. And yet, they have no hope. They feel cut off. And so Ezekiel proclaims the word of God again. This time he proclaims the promise of the resurrection, that these people will be called out of their graves and brought into the promised land to dwell with God. It's the promise of the resurrection. That is God's promise to dem bones. And that's thrice. Thrice. Three times. Three times Ezekiel proclaims the word of God to dem bones. And three times Ezekiel gets to watch God's word at work. Now, we're all here in this place, that is this seminary, because we're being trained. We will be the ones who take this word to dem bones. But we have a problem with this. We can often feel inadequate. We're not the most talented person. We're not the most intelligent person to ever want to be a pastor. We're not always articulate. We're not always creative. We're not always motivated to be that preaching man. And sometimes we just downright fail. So how can we be expected to raise dem bones to life when oftentimes we feel like we are simply a part of dem dry, dead bones? Well, our answer lies in Ezekiel's faithful response to God. How can we be expected to do this, to raise dem bones? Lord, Lord, you know. And our text provides an answer. You see, Ezekiel had God's life-giving word, and we have God's life-giving word. Ezekiel had been raised to new life, and we have been raised to new life. And Ezekiel had now been tasked with proclaiming that word of new life. And many of us very soon will formally be getting that call to proclaim this word that gives new life. There's no reason for us to feel inadequate. We simply proclaim to raise dem bones. Because it wasn't Ezekiel that was doing the raising, and it won't be us that does the raising. That's all God. By the promise of his resurrection. The resurrection that, of course, was established by Jesus. The resurrection that we still look forward to today, and the resurrection that we will be a part of, because we are a part of dem bones that have been raised to new life, a new life in Christ. And this resurrection by the word is the other part of this scene that old spiritual song gets correct. Not many people know the last verse, but it goes like this. Dem bones, dem begin to walk. Dem bones, dem begin to talk. Dem bones, dem begin to walk and hear the word of the Lord. Then foot bone begin to walk, and the jawbone begin to talk. Dem bones get together in God's command, walking and talking like a natural man. Dem bones, dem dry bones now hear the word of the Lord. The resurrection is God's promise. It's God's promise for his whole people. It's his promise to all dem dry bones who hear the word of the Lord. And now by that same word, which we've been given, which has raised us from death to new life, we boldly take that promise to all dem dry bones in the world. There's no reason to feel inadequate, because it's not on us. It's God's word that does the raising. It's God's word that does the work. We simply proclaim that word of God, which we've been given. Like Ezekiel, we get to proclaim the word of the Lord and watch as the word fills in the rest of the picture. We get to watch God's word work not just once, not just twice, not even just thrice, but imagine an entire life, a whole ministry of watching God's word at work. We get to watch as God's word raises dem bones and gives them flesh. We get to watch as God's word gives dem bones new life. And we get to watch as dem bones give these resurrected people the hope of the resurrection and the life to come. So don't feel inadequate. Just preach the word of the Lord. Because dem dry bones need the word of the Lord. Amen. May the grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds from this day forward. Dear Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Amen.